This is Thank You Heartbreak.
Hi, everyone. I'm Chelsea Lee Trescott.
As a breakup coach, relationship advice columnist, and the founder of Break Upward, Chelsea is passionate about human beings and their stories. She talks to people about their journeys in love, growth, heartbreak, revelations, and every wound and lesson along the way.
This podcast shines a light on heartbreak, showing you that the most crushing experiences are also your greatest opportunity to become meaningful, relatable human beings. Now, let's get to the heart of it. So I'm trying something radically new for myself. I'm taking the intros out of the episode themselves and putting it on as a standalone episode. That way my musings can go as long as I need them to, and they won't distract from the conversation itself. A big reason why I have intros like this is because for me, they're essential to the creative process. So it's really the therapy I need, because I'm not going to a therapist, maybe. So I should work on that too. But it's the reflection I need to run alongside something that's so vulnerable, putting yourself out there and taking in so much of someone's story. I think has left me over 217 episodes sensitive, more sensitive than I came in as. It's funny. I think I started all these things thinking that I would have all this knowledge that acted as this shield against me and heartbreak. And I realized that now it's only made me more sensitive to it and in many ways more human. So I feel exposed very much right now. And I do think it's important to capture that for my listeners, because I think that heartbreak does extend beyond just a single event or a person. And that is really about our transitions in life, where we change our mind, where others change their mind about us, but often how we're changing our mind about our lives, or what we think we knew, or what we think we wanted, what we think we were going to get. So this is a standalone episode, the first of its kind. And another big thing is I'm not going to edit it. So I've been a big control freak over the editing, and it has been a really hard road for me. It's led to a lot of self-criticism and a lot of inertia. And so with this, I'm going to try to really just capture the raw and real reality. Oh God, already slipping up. Of where I'm at and what that sounds like to just record and not get in the way and not try and act like I'm different than I am in this moment right now. That's really what this podcast is about. It's about accepting where we are and how we can be grateful and celebrate that heartbreak and the progress that comes through it and the meaning, of course. So thank you for listening, and the episode with Little Sebi, episode 217, I'm not going to edit that out, is in the next one. So just click ahead. Hi, everyone. This is Chelsea Lee Trescott, breakup coach and podcast host of Thank You Heartbreak, and this is episode 217. With Little Sebi. This episode really is a breakthrough moment. I'm not surprised that it's 217, especially. Just feels like a collection of some of my favorite numbers. And it's taken 217 episodes to do what I wanted to do at episode one. Wow, right? Like, I can't be the only one that's thinking to myself, wow, it took 217 episodes to work up the balls, the nerve, the circumstance, the rush, the self-allowance, someone else acknowledging me, to have an episode that I wanted to have from episode one. And that is the ability to approach a stranger and to ask them to come on my podcast. For them to have no real context, to not know what the podcast was about, to not have a story they knew they were going to share with me, for me not to know anything about them, for them not to be promoting anything about themselves. For them simply to be a stranger, to have a conversation with a stranger, to get myself to a place where I could approach a stranger without shaking. When I first moved back to New York, I shook when I spoke to people. So the idea of being able to approach a stranger and ask them from a vibe alone to come on my podcast and sit down with me for at least an hour, and for them to have no context, for me not to give them questions in advance, but to trust that we would be able to speak with each other and that the topic would be deep, heartbreak. Thank you, heartbreak. The only thing they knew, the only thing this guest knew was that thank you, heartbreak, some form of gratitude in something that pains us. That's what we're going to be talking about. And he showed up and he did it. And it was in that moment what I've always wanted. I felt flooded with adrenaline. I was so impressed, marveling at this man in front of me, this guest, someone that I saw in the aisle of Target talking to his buddy about candles. And I approached, offering what I thought was a good, better scent, my favorite scent. And something from his energy then, even though I was kind of talking to his friend more, I just felt, let me ask him to come on this podcast. And here we are in the midst of a pandemic. This was probably 3 months ago. And he was all in, enthusiastically all in. And I felt that when he sat with me. And I thought, shit, this is like two brave people coming together and just feeling it. And again, it's what I've always wanted for the podcast, to be able to be someone that could put herself in the space to create that, to connect like that with a stranger, to know, to be able to trust that there's a vibe here, there's something here, and I can sit down and we can get comfortable with each other. So even talking back on it, it feels like it was such a proud moment and a blessing and a breakthrough. Then I sat on the episode though. And so I've been asking myself, because every time I come back to the podcast, it feels like just that. I'm coming back after time away. And it's like, what happened when I first started this podcast? I never stopped. 3 episodes a week, interviewing 5 people a week, editing amongst everything. I had a single-handed focus. And I think it was my way of healing, or really I know, after my heartbreak. I knew I couldn't put myself in front of more men. I knew that this love was impactful, pivotal. I wanted it to be. I needed it to be. I needed to be different, to attract different, to be different, really, for me, to show up more honestly, to take more risks in my next relationships. And so I put the blinders up. I focused on my dream, since that was always the shame that I carried into my relationships, that I wasn't doing enough of my dream. And so I created it. I went all in with it. And I taught myself how to speak to people that weren't just romantic interests, to how to find love and learning and intimacy with strangers through Zoom. And then the pandemic happened. And I felt like I need to treat this time unlike I've treated it before. Like I shouldn't create the same life. It's impossible. I can't live the same life. And instead of going all in with the podcast, which would have made sense, I mean, everyone was at home. I could have spoken to so many people I could have spoken to. Think about it. All they had was time. They were looking for that. Here was the moment when parts were broken open to heartbreak, to all the things, not just the romantic, though that of course was there, but the heartbreak, the personal heartbreak of what are you doing with your life? What have you been avoiding? What are the thoughts that you distract yourself from about yourself, about where you are, what you could have done, who you're in front of, all of that. And instead of leaning into that and saying, this is the time, I said, instead, this is the time for me to take a break. And I began dating, which I hadn't done since starting the podcast 3 years ago. And I put myself back into the biggest learning pool is that, like, I've always said that men are my greatest teachings. And so it's like when I was doing the podcast and talking to so many other people and overcoming this heartbreak, I put myself into do or die mode. And I was just doing. And that was creating such a new life for me. And it was bringing me alive. But then during the pandemic, when I could have done nothing but do, I was like, oh my God, for the first time, no one's doing. This gives me permission not to do. And I don't want to come down so harshly on myself and say, you have to produce, you have to, you know, this is the time, create the biggest thing that you ever done. If you can't do it now. And I started the pandemic that way. I said, I rebelled against it. And I said, decided to date and live. And the learning has been intense. I'm like shaking my head as I'm saying it. It's unbelievable though, to see where I started. The first people I was dating, the guards that were up, the animalistic nature even, this can't get enough of someone, those connections, the not speaking up, the being influenced by so many people, till now, where I met the man that I really, really believed was my dream man. The man that I have always wanted to meet. Like the picture I had in my head of who I wanted to meet. Him. But I think that has fallen through. And so I'm left, and I was left feeling this enormous heartache with him the last night I was with him. And I was crying. And there's so much to get into there. But I realized, even in the moment, that a reason I was crying was that it felt so much like the last night I had with my ex-boyfriend right before I started the podcast. And it wasn't like the tears of just losing someone, even though that meant something, like why this couldn't work out meant something. But it was the tears and the meaning behind all the choices that I have made, all the choices that another person has made that keeps two people from being together. I cried because I was like, how have I recreated a situation where the situation feels so similar to the ex I had 3 years ago? This guy's just more grown up and he offers these other things that I've always wanted and never met or dated. And yet, again, I've said this, heartbreak so often is this feeling of getting so close to what we think we're after and realizing we're still so far away. Like my eyes widen at that. Like, holy shit, you thought this was it and you're still so far away. And yet all it takes is one. All it takes for me is the scenic route. And it's the one that I've always been on, where the breaks, like the hits that I finally take in life, the ones that stop me in my tracks, which I feel like is now, that's when I get back on the scenic route and I explore and I take my time and I look and I kind of look back and I take in all the details and I form a new path. I form a new road to go down. It's that pivotal turning point. And I reevaluate. I reassemble, I reimagine, I re-envision. It's all this re. And then I learn how to integrate. For me, that's how I heal from heartbreaks, is I come into this higher understanding of what it was meant to do to me. Not only what that person meant to me or what they were meant to do to me, but the whole circumstance. To me, the man represents where I was at a moment in my life. And so the heartbreak is not just the man, like losing the man. It's what am I losing in my life, do I feel? Where am I losing out in my life? It's my life circumstances that I feel like I end up crying over. And so the way that I have learned to tolerate the heartbreak so I can then go out and still act bravely, act braver than before, more discerning. I mean, all these elements is learning to integrate, to see how those circumstances, those feelings were meant to wake me up. And it's always a question of what am I being woken up like more to? Like what is here? What is screaming at me to know? And so I think that in these 3 years of having this podcast, I was healing from, and I didn't realize it until I was crying with that guy after he had seen these pictures of me with my ex. Yes, it's a whole story. And I don't even think I realized that that would affect me seeing that, or then looking at pictures of the other boyfriend before. You could probably see why we're not seeing each other again. Lying with this guy, and he's looking at pictures of my past. And I think it all hit me. And after my last relationship and leaving someone before I had fallen out of love with them, leaving someone who I loved that had 2 children and seeing, you know, that maternal side of me, seeing myself in a relationship for the first time that wasn't so selfish, seeing myself in a relationship for the first time that was more healthy than any of the relationships I had ever been in before, I knew I was going to have to call time out. And though I was doing so much and becoming so much and facing so many of my fears about being alone, I was so much in the doing, that independent doing, where I think that there were guards up. I think that the heart chakra wasn't open. And so when I've been dating now over this last year where I pulled away and had this like sabbatical from the podcast, it was a slow leading up to what feels like now a heartbreak. So in the healing, I healed by doing and by facing my fears and starting my dreams and becoming the person and living out the promise that I said I was breaking up with someone. I said, I'm breaking up with you because I need to know what it looks like to lead my own life because I'd never done it. And so I led my own life. I showed up independently in my own life. And then when the world was alone, I started introducing men and opening up my body and my heart and my idea of even placing a man in my life. And I opened up to that. And one person built off of the next. And I would adjust and I would adjust and I would feel like, oh my God, this is like expedited learning. This is like expedited dating. Like I learned so quickly now things that took me years to accept or address or acknowledge or admit in my relationships before happened so quickly now. I get right there. And so the relationship is cut short because out of my own integrity. And there's a part of that that can break your heart because you no longer get to entertain people that are romantic and things that are novel and the tension of not knowing and just playing along. Playing along with the fantasy that we are right for each other. Being where I'm at now, it's like I can't allow myself to fall for the fantasy. And the tears come from things are short-lived then. You're not with people all that long then. You wake up faster. You can't sit with yourself knowing and pretending like you aren't catching on about something in dating, that you don't realize that they're pulling away, that they're taking it slow, that they're being cautious with you, that they're all in and then all out. Like it's painful to not show off your awareness. I feel like I'm finally like something snapped and I'm like, oh, I can now relate more. I have different questions now about heartbreak with people. And now after kind of healing and putting on this armor and 217 episodes with armor, I can put it down. And I can admit that what broke me wasn't a boyfriend. It was all these boys. It was all these men. It was all these almosts. It was myself figuring out and seeing who I've become in dating and what that does. And it's so sobering. And I feel like I can finally bring this awareness and this sensitivity, really this sensitivity, into my episodes. The sensitivity and that aliveness, that wakefulness, that being brave and reaching across the line and calling someone in is how I have my guest today on, little Sebi. And what was hard in listening to it back is I judged it really critically, just like I will with this intro. And I think that's like the tension of so much in my life that I want to speak to with people and help us overcome, is that like the most vulnerable efforts that wake up your soul, that like intoxicate you, are the ones that we then critique and we play down and we put down and we mock. And we go back to the drawing board and say, we need to sound more astute. We need to sound more aware, knowledgeable, in control. We shouldn't share so much. You know, we shouldn't reveal so much, which is so counter to my message. And so what I'm really trying and really want to try to promise myself, if I could promise my ex all those years ago when I started the podcast, that I would leave that love behind in pursuit of leading my own life, and I was able to do that, I would love to believe that I could also make just a promise to myself. Though it was also a promise that the guy I was with said to me that this is do or die for him and his business, and he feels like with me. And because I really felt like we were a mirror for each other, those words stung because they resonated as true. And I know that I had revealed as much to him about where I am with my passions and my pursuits and my career. I don't want it to feel like do or die, but I know for my soul, like, it is. And what's different from him than other men that I have been with in relationships is a lot of the men knew, saw the tears that I was in do or die mode, and none of them held my ass against the fire. None of them walked away from me. None of them challenged me that if I really wanted more for myself, to be more for myself. And what I adored and respected and really wanted a partner is that with him, I think he focused on that, which I don't think was good. I think that the focus, if only, it wasn't just on that. And I think because he's in a similar place, it is on that, just the career. But it's nice to have someone that advocates for your journey as well. And so he said it was do or die, and it feels that way for me too. I've been doing these episodes, 217 of them, and this is the first time I brought a stranger on and spoke candidly and explored questions out loud, not necessarily knowing the answers. And that's the whole point of sitting down. I think there's such beauty, such rawness, such reality, and two people coming together and exploring questions, not just exchanging answers. To me, that's so much more real. That's where we're really at. That's where the pressure's off. You don't have the pressure of knowing the answer, only being valuable to someone if we're providing them with the answer, if we know what to say, if we know how to be, if we know how to show up. And I hope I will fulfill this promise to myself that for the next episodes going forward, the next shift for me that this heartbreak is waking me up to is that, one, I want to stop hiding myself. I want to do visuals. I want to share who I am and where I'm at. I want to ask my guests for advice. I want to tell them what I'm sitting with. It's the only way I really know how to go through my heartbreak well. And though it's the scenic route, also a route that feels honest and feels expedited is being able to share, honestly say, when someone asks, how are you, to tell them, to think of the people that come into my life, my guests, people I meet, friends, people that text that I haven't heard from in a while as invitations to be met where I'm really at? Like, if I admitted where I'm really at to these people, how might they meet me? Like, maybe they're their answer. Like, maybe they're being sent to me and they can provide me with the wisdom I need next. If I really tell people and show people where I'm really at, what can I gain from their response to my reality? And so I want to share with my guests, you know, the heartbreak that I'm shifting through, and hopes for the listeners that are here that are not just dealing with romantic heartbreak, but they realize that it's multidimensional, that it's fluid. Maybe it's something that is often right at our side, these smaller heartbreaks or these larger questions that we have about ourselves that can feel heartbreaking. It's like almost like each chance we take, we're sewing back together our broken heart. We're taking new chances, thinking that's going to be this, you know, the thread that pulls us through to the next place, the next love, the next lesson. So I think that this is a good time to make that promise. Here's a new guest, a stranger, something that I've always wanted for the podcast. Here is a raw admission, 25 minutes, which just seems indulgent to me, but I'm going to share it. And for the first time ever, I'm not going to edit this intro. And I'm going to see if I can learn true self-acceptance, truer vulnerability. And maybe that will move me along. Maybe that will move my listeners more, my guests more. Maybe that will just help me or us collectively grow up. I think this is the next risk I need to take. So thank you for being a part of this journey and, you know, allowing me to share this side, the other side of heartbreak. So the interviews, the conversations are with guests. And then this is the other side, you know, the person that's trying to show up and talk to people and to connect with people. What you're listening to is the other side of that when I'm alone with myself, the thoughts I have and how I don't always feel brave and how sometimes my brave efforts break things up, lead to breakups. And so bravery, suddenly it challenges us. It's crazy. Bravery doesn't just reward us on the spot. But I think that if we keep stepping up and rising up with it and not diminishing what that act was, is how we build emotional momentum, real, sturdy, awe-inspiring momentum. So here's to that. Thank you for being here.